support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. So Democrats and the legacy media are starting to flip out over the ramifications of Friday's ruling from the Supreme Court. Here's just a sampling of the local news stories that broke out over the weekend. Check this out.
In just a matter of weeks, people who are born in the U.S. won't necessarily be American citizens automatically. That's because the Supreme Court will allow an executive order issued by the president changing the interpretation of the 14th Amendment to go into effect.
Let me just stop there really quickly, because I think we're already seeing a bit of a straw man here. I mean, obviously not everyone born in the United States gets automatic American citizenship, right? I mean, the 14th Amendment does not, it emphatically does not say that all persons born in the U.S. are citizens. There is no such thing as birthright citizenship, which I hope to show you in the course of this video. But I mean, for example, a child born in the United States to a foreign diplomat is not a citizen. A foreign diplomat can serve here in the United States for years, have lots and lots of kids born here. Not a single one of those children will be counted automatically as a citizen. Not one. There are all kinds of exceptions to this. The 14th Amendment does not apply to tourists. It doesn't apply to ambassadors. Again, there are all kinds of exceptions to what President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship has basically done, as I'll explain in due course. Is he's overturned an absurd footnote to a ruling back in the 1980s by a radical leftist Supreme Court justice that claimed that babies born to illegal migrants were automatically citizens. But let's keep going.
Channel 9's Giovanni Diaz joins us live in studio. Gio, this decision won't necessarily change the interpretation, though, of the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, Greg, exactly. What it does is to limit the power of federal judges across the country to issue federal injunctions, which means that if a federal judge here in Florida does not push pause on the executive order here for us locally, not everyone born in the state of Florida will be considered an American citizen.
Of course they won't.
I just hope her citizenship is safe still.
This mother wants to remain anonymous. She came to Florida a few years ago under a tourist visa to have her daughter, and she left just a few months later.
Stop. Did you hear that? She came to Florida a few years ago under a tourist visa to have her daughter. She got a tourist visa to have her daughter here in the United States. I mean, she openly admits it, or they openly admit it. They're openly admitting that she exploited our tourist visa program deliberately to have her baby born here so she can get U.S. citizenship. I mean, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Oh, let's just keep going.
I fear that she could be treated differently because of how she obtained her immigration status. We wanted my daughter to have the opportunity to study in America in the future, but we as a family have no plans to move there.
But the days are quite
no plans to move here. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
On Friday, the Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration once again, clearing the way to end birthright citizenship, something that could happen in a matter of 4 weeks.
And thanks to this decision, we can now promptly file to proceed with numerous policies that have been wrongly enjoined on a nationwide basis.
In January, President Donald Trump signed an executive order changing the interpretation of the 14th Amendment. stating that American citizenship does not automatically extend to those born in the United States when their parents are not citizens or green card holders. This immigration attorney explains with the new ruling, we could see different birthright citizenship regulations across different states.
Florida's not part of that. So is it possible that the vital records people here in Florida, not subject to that universal injunction anymore, might start issuing birth certificates compliant with the executive order? Yes.
So the executive order is expected to take effect once again in 30 days. Darlene.
So now, if you can believe it, what you just heard there was actually rather tame by comparison of other local media outlets. Take a look at this hysterical report coming from a local news station in Savannah, Georgia. You're not going to believe this.
As of this very moment, technically, the executive order can take effect in all other states, including South Carolina and Georgia. Might be and most likely will happen that within the next few days, we will see new legal actions, new court orders.
The order's not going to go into effect for 30 days, right? So there's 30 days for this to be fought out.
But then,
what are you going to do with somebody in a hospital, undocumented alien, that have a child? You know, are the ICE agents going to show up and take that child and kick them out of the United States?
This is a very vulnerable and very particular group of people that are in all in legal status, yet they are not green card holders yet. They are on the path to green card holder, to become green card holders, but not yet. And so if they have a child that is born, what does this mean for this child?
We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. Do not wait. Go to americaawaken.us and pre-order your copy today. The next chapter has already begun. So again, you'll notice that these local news affiliates, they're not even trying to at least appear objective or unbiased. They are 100% behind this absolutely absurd notion, this totally unconstitutional notion that illegal migrants, people who are not supposed to be here in the first place, who have no legal claim whatsoever to being here, can give birth to kids and automatically those kids become U.S. citizens. No country on the planet would even dream of having such a legal structure for obvious reasons. Now, as I'm sure you have guessed, the 14th Amendment does not say that all persons born in the United States are automatically citizens. It simply does not even come close to making a statement like that. In fact, there is no birthright citizenship in the Constitution, period. Full stop, as our borderline illiterate auto-pen Justice Ketanji Jackson would say. The Constitution says, quote, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. That second critical conditional phrase is conveniently ignored or just completely misconstrued, misrepresented by advocates of birthright citizenship. It's that second clause that's so key here. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Scholars have long noted that the original meaning of that phrase refers to the political allegiance of an individual and the jurisdiction that a foreign government has over that individual. So, as the Heritage Foundation has pointed out, the fact that a tourist or illegal alien is subject to our laws and our courts if they violate our laws does not place them within the political jurisdiction of the United States, as that phrase was defined by the framers of the 14th Amendment. The amendment's language was derived from the 1866 Civil Rights Act, which provided that all persons born in the United States and not subject to any foreign power would be considered citizens. So a key distinction here, you want to write this down, The key distinction here is what we call territorial jurisdiction versus political jurisdiction. Territorial jurisdiction versus political jurisdiction. So illegal migrants are obviously subject to what we call our territorial jurisdiction, in that they have to abide by and are responsible to the laws of our land, which they broke just by being here. But the difference is, precisely because they are not citizens, they are not subjects to our political jurisdiction. They can't vote, for example. Well, they're not allowed to, let's put it that way. They're still the citizens of the country they left. They do not have American passports. They do not have green cards. They are not American citizens in any way, shape, or form. And so what the 14th Amendment is saying is that you have to be in some way, shape, or form under the political jurisdiction, not territorial, political jurisdiction of the United States in order for your children to be granted birthright citizenship. Well, I shouldn't even call it birthright. So in order for your children to be granted citizenship by virtue of being born here. It's not hard. Again, this is why the kids born to diplomats from foreign countries are not granted automatic citizenship. This is why tourists who happen to go into labor while they're here, their kids are not granted automatic citizenship. They're under territorial jurisdiction. They have to obey our laws, but they're not under political jurisdiction in that they can't vote. And that latter jurisdiction is the political prerequisite for birthright citizenship, full stop, to the extent that there is that. I don't even think we should use that term anymore. And illegal migrants, migrants who do not have political permission to be in our nation, by definition, are not subjects of our political jurisdiction. Again, this isn't hard. But apparently it is when you have local news stations posing as journalists when in point of fact, they're nothing more than radical left-wing activists. If you ever wonder where all this confusion comes from, you can thank the liberal zealot Justice William Brennan, who slipped a footnote into a 1982 Supreme Court opinion announcing that the kids born to illegals on U.S. soil are, voila, automatically citizens based on his apparent inability to read the second qualifying clause. So this all goes back to a freaking footnote. A footnote to a decision, 1980 Supreme Court decision. So President Trump is absolutely right in what he's doing here. And I'm hoping that the conservative majority that overturned Roe v. Wade and the Chevron doctrine, that just completely destroyed and dismantled this whole notion of national injunctions from these idiot judges, I'm hoping that same 6-3 majority will overturn this absurd interpretation of the 14th Amendment in the process. I think they will. And as such, once again, Trump will have changed the nation for the better for generations to come. Hey there, Turley Talker. You know what? I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm launching the Dr. Steve Hotline, where you can call in, leave a question, and maybe even hear your own voice featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Whether it's about the latest political shakeup or cultural trends or how we keep pushing forward in this new conservative age, I want to know what's on your mind. Call me at 717-844-5984. Just leave your question. I'll be checking in every single week to answer as many as I can. Again, that's 717-844-5984. Your chance to be a part of the conversation. One more time, 717-844-5984. Give me a call and let's talk.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.